King Asa did something that so many of us do ourselves, and that is this. It's not that he had so much deliberate disobedience to God as much as choosing the easy way rather than the right way. And my friend, we do the same thing. We want the path of least resistance, but the easy way is not always God's way.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. Now, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." I would like to talk a little while here about King Asa. And I pray that, my friend, we never get tired of the Word of God. I pray that it'll penetrate our hearts as we allow the Lord to speak to us. His Word is like a hammer, and we need it to chisel away at those hardened areas in our hearts so that God can mold and shape us into being more like His Son. Amen. Some of you may have heard about this man by the name of Asa. Asa was a king of Judah, and he also was the father of Jehoshaphat. Now, there are many things that we can learn from Asa that might help us in our journey with God. Asa was a good king, but he didn't always do the right thing. In fact, he started off right, but there was a time when he got off track. Maybe some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Many times, you know, people may start off right, but they don't end right. And it's important that as a Christian that we start off right, but we also have to end right. Those who endure to the end shall be saved, the Bible says. You know, once we start the race, we must also finish the race, and we must finish it right. And the only way that'll happen is if we continue to have the eyes of our faith on Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Paul said, "I press on, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on to those things which are ahead." Praise God. You know, I've known people through the years that started right. They had a true life-changing encounter with God. They were saved, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. But somewhere along the way, the fire began to fizzle. Their love, zeal, and passion for Christ began to fade. And they began to once again be attracted to the glamour of this world. They were no longer sold out to Christ, but once again became a slave to sin and the devil. But all of this happened because of choices. Now, we can choose to do what's right according to the Word of God, or we can choose to disobey it. The choice is ours. See, God won't force us or make us do His will, but He does give us the opportunity to do that which is right. King Asa had choices, and at first he made choices that were right and according to God's Word, but then later he began to make choices that God wasn't pleased with. See, I believe that at first I know that King Asa loved the Lord. He desired to do that which was right. He honored God. He was devoted to God. He was a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. But then later began to do something so many of us make the mistake of doing ourselves. You see, he began to compromise and therefore made some mistakes. And because of it, he suffered the consequences of it. And we do too. Listen, we can't always blame others for our choices or our mistakes. And we can't always blame the devil. Some of the problems we face and some of the situations that we're in are simply because of choices that we've made. We can't get mad at God, can't blame God, can't shake our fist at God. Sometimes we feel the repercussions for our actions and choices. That's it. Sometimes we just need to take a good hard look at ourselves. Although Asa sought the Lord, doesn't mean that he did everything perfect. Doesn't mean that he didn't make mistakes, because he did. Asa traveled a long way with God before getting off track. You see, I think this is interesting. His sin was not so much deliberate disobedience as much as it was choosing the easy way rather than the right way. And I find many times in our Christian journey with God that we choose the easy way rather than the right way, and we suffer because of it.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.